Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show.
Zoe. This is Lamorne and Hannah, and we are talking about the show called New Girl.
New Girl.
We're talking about episode 109.
The 23rd, written by Donna Carey and directed by Jason Weiner.
Jason Weiner.
A fantastic dream team duo. Mm-hmm. Donna Carey, fantastic, amazing writer. And of course, Jason Weiner, who also directed the wedding episode. Wonderful director.
Last time on New Girl, episode 109, the 23rd. It's nearly Christmas Eve, and before the roommates fly home, they must visit 3 office parties. Nick's mom is panicked he won't make his flight again, and Jess is panicked because Paul said, "I love you," and she said, "Thank you." Instead of confronting how she feels about Paul, Jess hides in the bathroom. On the other side of the party, Cece is dating a grade-A douchebag who does not like to have fun. He makes fun of her when she wears the mustache Jess got her for Christmas. And it was an awesome mustache. Forced to be sexy Santa, Schmidt is completely humiliated in front of Cece. Winston finds a little buddy, a kid, who definitely shouldn't be at this grown folks' party. His name is Alvin. And Winston helps Alvin feel comfortable, which is a nice change of pace for the extremely shy kid. So sweet. Elsewhere, Nick accidentally reveals to Paul that Jess is not in love with him, making it super awkward when the trio gets locked on the patio together. Paul states he cannot take it slow with Jess, and they agree to break up. Schmidt tells his boss he won't be sexy Santa anymore, and she's surprised it took him 5 years to finally take a stand. Alvin hides after he fears he killed Santa. When Winston finds him, he assures Alvin Santa is alive, and Alvin's mom overhears this and then offers Winston a nanny job because he's great with kids. Jess is heartbroken, so Nick decides to drive through Candy Cane Lane, the neighborhood famous for its incredible holiday lights. However, it's past 1 a.m. when they arrive, and all the lights are off. Big romantic Nick starts yelling and demanding everyone turn on the lights. All the friends join in, and one by one, the lights come on. It's a Merry Christmas after all. But Nick will miss his flight. Ugh. Sorry, Mom. Now, back to the show.
I love this episode.
I love this episode for a multitude of reasons for myself. Growing up, I never really celebrated Christmas for a bunch of random... Yeah, I just never did. And so being on this... filming this episode, I felt like I was having a Christmas moment.
You know what
I
mean?
And then I really did. I was like, with the lights and people on set talking about Christmas stuff. And I was like, man, this is... Oh, I get this holiday. Oh, I get it. I see why people do it every single year. It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Before we get started, it's something that we do every single episode. Do you want to dive right on in and find the bear?
Where's the bear?
So this one, thankfully, wasn't that difficult to find the bear. It's actually behind your head. That's how I found it.
What?
Yeah, in the mall, there's a Build-A-Bear. Yeah, I think that's where the bear reference is. So this one was an easier one, which made me feel great because I truly believe there is a bear somehow embedded and I haven't been able to find two. So thankfully it was early on in the episode and I had that sense of relief and then I could sit back and just
enjoy
watch
the
show. That's right. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah. So when we start off, you guys are all wearing... Roller skates.
Oh,
which
boy.
Were Jess's Christmas present to you.
Oh boy. Let me tell you something.
How are you at skating?
That was the first time in my life I had worn roller skates.
Truly?
No way.
Truly. Truly. I don't know what was going on in my childhood. No Christmas, no roller skates. Did I have a childhood? I don't know. Jesus.
So were you nervous the whole time that you were going to fall and hurt something?
Absolutely. And I did. I once hurt myself eating an almond on New Girl. So let's just be clear.
That's true.
Eating an almond?
Eating an almond, yeah.
Mary cracked his tooth?
Cracked my tooth.
And that's right. You did also hurt yourself getting up from the couch.
The couch. I dislocated my thumb.
And the Bells episode with your wrist.
Yep. Swollen hand, swollen wrist.
Jamie, this is the other thing.
This episode. No, this episode, and we'll get into that later.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
How did you injure yourself?
He injured himself internally.
Internally. My body, you remember, my body wasn't agreeing
Zoe.
With me.
Zoe. Candy Cane Lane.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Candy Cane Lane. It was traumatic for all of us, this injury.
Did you have food poisoning?
I had food poisoning. My stomach was not...
We were all locked in the car with you.
I wasn't like releasing the Kraken or anything. No. I wasn't like letting off odd smells.
You weren't, but I remember we were like, all aware that you were going to have to run to a porta potty. There were like no closed bathrooms because the Candy Cane Lane set wasn't an actual neighborhood because it wasn't Christmas when we shot this and you can't just make a whole neighborhood into Christmas. Mm. So we were shooting on Disney Ranch or something.
Disney Ranch.
Which is like a place where they have a lot of kind of outdoor sets and stuff like that. And they had this whole neighborhood set up and but there wasn't a close bathroom. I remember
no working
that.
Bathrooms in those homes.
Not
no, they weren't real houses.
No one,
and
yeah.
that wasn't great for you.
I just made a lot of sounds. Yeah.
You were talking a lot. You were in pain.
Well, here's the thing. It felt like a demon was trying to get out of me. A real demon.
Yeah, I know. And they were trying to set up the shot and the lights. And it was a big moment.
But, well, that's the thing.
Jake and Max were kind of really.
Yeah, that's the thing. In moments like this, if you just have peace, if you just have calm, you can get through it. You can just breathe properly. But when you have two dickheads like Jake Johnson and Max Greenfield constantly prodding, Max at some point, I do believe, was trying to tickle my stomach. And I was like, what do you want me to do? Shit myself? What do you do?
I remember you saying that.
I was like, why would you do this?
There's a consequence to this choice.
And I kept talking to the microphone so Video Village can hear me, the director, the writers, the producers. I was like, can we just stop right now? Like, and everyone was like, no, we're almost done. We got to get this last shot. Yeah. We got to get this last shot.
It was late.
I was like, it's not a real neighborhood. No one's going to complain. Like, this is what this whole place is for. Please just let me go and do my thing. And X and Jake wouldn't stop. And I remember Zoe going, like, it was like a big sister, very motherly, going, guys, enough.
Enough. It did feel like a little kid, like siblings in the car moment, yeah. Because we're about to be locked in a car for an undetermined amount of time. Did mm-hmm. everybody go before we get in the car? And Lamorne, you made a choice, and now we're in the car. We can't get out. We on
That's
a journey.
No, I don't think it was a choice because I don't think that I it think the him. Situation you were yeah. in was.
I didn't know.
Was
I didn't know.
It arose
one.
In the
we
car.
We had salmon at lunch, and let me tell you something. I didn't know. I didn't know.
It's such an infamous story because.
Oh my God! I forgot it was that episode.
Awkward like thing when the whole world lane. Knows you gotta go.
Yeah.
Every single person, there's hundreds Every of people member. That work on a show.
And now everybody who's listening to this show, they all know too.
Oh, I'm past it now. Guys, I have a stomach of steel. no more accidents on my, well, it wasn't an accident. I did not, I don't want to put this out there. I did not, there was no slip and fall, if you know what I'm saying. There was none of that.
I do realize, I do think like a tone kind of just came out of your, like it came into your voice. That they realized they had to let you go.
Oh yeah.
It didn't. It's not like you made it through and then you went. Yeah. You actually. They were like, "Go get him."
At one point, I just went to Max or was it you? I forget who. And I think I just said, "Move, get out of the way."
Yeah, that's right. You're like, "I'm a grown man. Why am I waiting for permission? Yeah, I'm getting out of this car.
This is silliness. I'm asking you if I can go and use the bathroom."
That's right. No, the consent part started to become a little strange when you were in so much agony.
Yeah.
You had an urgent date with the porta potty. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Please share your Christmas bathroom stories with us at the New Girl Podcast.
This was our first Christmas episode. I really like one thing. I like about this episode that I feel is very much true about the other episode that Jason Weiner had directed. It feels like a little movie.
That's right.
It has, you know, it's got daytime parts, nighttime parts,
some drama,
way it's kind of done. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mostly on location. Drama. I feel like that also mm-hmm. kind of felt like a little bit more cinematic. Yeah.
But we do get Justin Long back.
Yes.
In this. And you guys have a very interesting, dynamic. This is your relationship took a very interesting but very funny, very 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 funny turn. The I love you.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
He gives
that
me two tickets to Vienna, which I was like trying to remember. Like, it's funny because I hadn't seen this episode in a really long time, but I was like, wait, what does he give me? And I'm like, what is the plot of this? And I was like, oh right, he gives me two tickets to Vienna and then tickets to the symphony.
Yeah.
And then I give him a anatomically correct
50-year-old
non-smoker. and we realize we're on different pages.
That's, yeah.
And he gives you know, three magic words.
The I love you, and I say thank you.
Yes.
Which are the two magic words you don't want to hear after the first I love
Not
you.
At all. Not at all. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Any of you?
Mm-mm. Has it happened to you, Lamar?
Someone said I love you and you couldn't say it back?
No, I just, let me tell you something. I don't say it because I'm afraid of the rejection. Yeah. I
know, but has someone said it to you though?
Has someone ever said I love you? Yeah. If they say I love you, I'll just say it back. Even if I don't love them.
Can I just tell you what a good way to do it is? Drop the first word and add bro at the end and then just keep it moving.
Love you, bro. Love you, bro.
Or dude. I love you. Love you, bro.
Love you.
Hey, dude. Hey, or how about friendo?
Friendo.
I love you, friendo.
Love you, friendo.
Oh, I say much love. Much love.
Nothing kills romance faster than.
I have so much love for you.
For you.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's nice.
Yeah, I just lie and say it back. There's no sense of hurting him in the moment. It's like if somebody proposes to you at like a basketball game or in front of a crowd of people, just say yes, damn it. Say yes, don't embarrass this person. And when you get in the car, say, I changed my mind. You know what I mean? So at least you don't embarrass that person.
That thing I said, I need to unsay.
Yeah, that is silly to me. I couldn't say yes in front of all these strangers. What will they think? Say yes now.
They're going to think more if you say no.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
They're all thinking, but they're going to think more if you say no, and then they're going to stop thinking and be satisfied if you say yes.
Exactly.
Right. Spare someone's feelings. They put themselves out there. Yeah. So our advice is to lie.
Lie. That's advice from the new
I'm not
going
to say that's my advice. I plead the fifth.
It's a hard thing if it's two people in a private moment and one says, I love you. And they're waiting for the response.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting, like, I just thought it was a really interesting, like, story arc within the episode of, because you guys start to talk about it on the balcony at the Christmas party, which is
Schmidt's Christmas party. And Schmidt is dressed up like sexy Santa, being objectified by all his coworkers.
And Jess is saying, like, I like you. I'm just not on the same page yet. And I have to say, Nick Miller gives some pretty good advice, which is like, come on, man, like just slow it down. And you have this girl that likes you. And what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And it was I agree with Jess and Nick on this. I thought, why are you going to let this girl go just because she's not there yet?
Yeah.
She's not there yet. People don't love. I realize. And I think I don't know who gave me this advice. People don't love equally. Like 50-50. It's never
ebb and flow. Ebb and flow.
Yeah, it's like I love differently than you love. You know what I mean? I might be at 20% today and then it might fluctuate because you bought
tickets to
Vienna. But
I guess it's their call to not be okay with that, I guess. You know, like
that's
right.
And that's what he says.
Exactly. He's like, well, I'm all in, and if you're not, then I just don't feel comfortable with that. And I guess you can expect that anybody who's not a series regular who's in a relationship with one of the characters, that there will be a breakup at some point.
That's right. The fact that it came from a friend, though, like the part of the story is that a friend blew up your spot, because it's not probably how Jess would have handled it with Paul, and that.
No, you know what
Nick
I think it is?
Blew him up.
Very farcical.
You know what I think it is? I think the writers are genius. Right. I think the writers are genius. They were tapping into Nick's subconscious, because we all know where this goes.
Correct.
He sabotaged the relationship because he wants in.
Well, any other actor, I think there are, or I guess another performance choice on Jake Johnson's part, or maybe another actor's choice, could have seemed like that, but really doesn't seem like that. But it seems like maybe subconsciously or something.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they tap into his subconscious.
He does say that thing where they're at the mall and they're walking and talking, and he grabs the sex gift certificate.
Nerdy weird sex.
And he's teasing her, and he goes, I'm saving this for nerdy weird sex with you later, which kind of goes by sort of unnoticed, like, and under the guise of like a teasing moment. But of course, what happens later is
you guys do
with
it.
Nick
there
and Jess
are some people, though, that cannot keep a secret. Like, it just, and so if you know someone's in the dark, like, it's just really hard for you to be around them because you feel like they're being made a fool of, or they're just not aware. And so he just, the fact that there was like a relief, it looked like, on Nick's face.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh yeah, I chatted to Jess. When Paul says that, and he's like, oh, okay, great. Perfect. All right. I don't have to carry this weight anymore.
And it's also part of Jess's subconscious too, because you did talk to Sweatback Nick Miller. You did give him that information.
Right.
You, at this point, you know Nick Miller. And you decided to give him the secret that you didn't want to tell anybody. In a way,
we didn't actually know about the sweatback yet.
We didn't know about the sweatback yet, but you definitely knew about him.
I know him. Yeah.
You know him. You know.
He's not trustworthy.
Another thing I noticed in this episode, which I thought was, one, disgusting, but two, very interesting. So we had the very talented, very handsome Stephen Amell on the show. And you guys kissed Hannah in this. And when I tell you, I was like,
I honestly can't kiss like that on TV. I did not. I literally went
words, though.
Under my couch behind 14 pillows, and I was just like, what?
I will tell you guys, it's in the script. Like Schmidt goes, makes a comment about the way they're kissing and said, he basically says it was like a lot of tongue kiss. Yeah. Well, that's what he says. And so I guarantee, like if it's in the script, like it's hard to, unless you change the line, it's hard to,
Hannah, I got to say, that was disgusting. That.
Yeah. I mean, I remember because Stephen's from Canada.
Yep. That's not a very Canadian kiss, by the way. It's a French kiss, not very Canadian.
The nicest, kindest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a French Canadian kiss.
It was a super, French Canadian.
Super funny, and it was awesome, I think, for me to hang out with him, too, because he was also like an actor kind of starting out, too, in his own way. It was before Arrow. Yeah. And we talked so much about, you know, what we wanted to do and where we hoped our careers went. And we spent a lot of downtime together in a weird way.
He did our show right before he got that show.
Yeah, he had right just before. Come from Hung. On.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so he was funny, such a nice guy and a friend. And so you know, nice. If you have to do a stage like kiss with somebody, if the guy is like at least cool and nice and a friend, it makes it way easier than if it's some like, you know, strange person. So that part at least was nice. I will say about that scene when we're doing that photo shoot and Schmidt's there giving the perfume, the performance part I love from Steven is that the entire time Schmidt's talking, he never looks away.
Oh, yeah.
Steven's character never looks away. And he's so big.
I loved that. I know. I love that performance choice because I was
me
like,
too.
I was like, I know that dude.
That's
like that like can't handle anybody like talking to their girlfriend. You know that dude who's like so
name names.
I mean, not that. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people.
There's
like
a ton of people like that, but it was such a good performance choice because in that scene, he only has like one or two lines.
I know.
But he really stands out by making that choice of just staring him down and like alpha dogging him.
It was really funny.
Super
it was
funny
really a funny moment, but yes,
and I will,
a
can
very
I,
gross
can I
kiss.
Just mention this because I really wanted to mention this because when I watched it, I was like, there's like a, I take a little issue with the, I mean, it's a joke, of course, the Bolivian diet pill, but I just want to say that the before picture girl also was super beautiful and also looked amazing.
Gorgeous.
And Hannah, you looked amazing and she also looked amazing.
It was a moment I remember when it happened, but it was so early on the show that I think I was also finding my voice. You know what I mean? My off-screen voice with producers or something. And they, you know, bring in this stunning girl and she introduced herself to me that way. She was like, oh, I'm the before picture of this joke. And I remember being super uncomfortable. I was like, that's such a strange thing. And then thinking of casting and people submitting themselves for it. And it's one of those things that I wonder now, you know, would that
I hate to indicate
up?
That one thing is, I mean, but of course, it's a joke that that's a ridiculous thing, I think.
Of
you
course.
Know? But of course, it's like when you think of the actor who has to play that, who is gorgeous and amazing and doesn't need to change at all.
Yeah, I was like, what's her name?
Yeah. She was incredible and cool. She had a really great sense of humor around the whole thing, and it was fine. But it's interesting now
to think.
Both looked
beautiful. So just
if we did the show now, and especially with all the women on the show, and I feel like with a new lens on things, I feel like we would be like, what's a different way we can make a joke?
Right.
But it was one of those moments I remember thinking about at the time, but. She was a very cool, and that scene worked out to be really funny. She played it really funny.
It was funny. I liked how Schmidt got you your own perfume. It's like such a
Aline Elasmar.
Was the
Aline
Elasmar. Okay.
That's her name. I hopefully I'm not butchering that, but that's I think that's her name.
The funny part too about when he gives that perfume is he has to navigate around the word brown again and his situation
so
with
awkward.
Grace.
I can't even.
And my favorite thing is that they just let him struggle. Like, I'm not sending out a little life vest for you. You can drown for a minute and see how uncomfortable and awkward it is. And I do love those moments around race, how those things were handled on our show.
Yeah, I was like, well, I was going to say, I was like, would they show that moment like in a like race relation education?
I think they could still show that.
Yeah, like session, like let's show this and show how not to do things.
It's right. like an industrial video for trying to get a job at Walmart.
You like, feel it's wrong.
Here's
that's
what
the
you
best
don't
part.
Do.
Yeah.
Here's what you don't do. Okay.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
So we end up at Schmidt's office party. There's a scene in here that I really loved doing at the time, and I remember like thinking about how much I love the scene in the bathroom with you, Cece. I'm calling you Cece. Hannah, I love that scene. That was like so fun. And I thought that was like one of the, I mean, we got to work together a lot up to that point, but I remember it was like, I feel like it was one of the first times we got like a real nice, long, kind of meaty scene where we were just talking. And I liked how we blocked that because it was kind of like on the fly. We were like, oh, how about we like are leaning against the wall and we're both like frustrated for different reasons. And then we kind of both just end up sitting down kind of dejected in the bathroom, but together as best friends. I love that. I really liked the way that scene turned out and shooting it was really fun. And
I mean, it's still so my part, like it was one of those authentic moments. It was still so like my party vibe of like, what is like, eating cookies and hiding from confrontation.
Yeah,
I think is the line. And mm-hmm. I did love that sisterhood moment because it was just two girlfriends being there for each other and avoiding their dates and rather being in like a gross bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's a real bathroom because that was, again, at the New Girl office. Writing offices, right?
Yeah.
There where the producers and writers were. And so that's a real working bathroom. And I remember being like, we're going to be there and like sit on the floor and have to eat.
That's not, you know, I'm the worst with those types of things. Like I would demand, and this is not a joke, I'd say, I want to see somebody bleach this floor. I can't do it. Every house, every apartment, every place that I've ever moved into, I have them replace the toilets. There's something about...
I know a lot of people that do
bathroom, that. Bathroom, yeah. The bathroom, I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know what has going on in there.
Thankfully, we didn't have to go into any cubicles.
You don't have to go into
any
stalls.
We were close to the door.
Donate those toilets to like Habitat for Humanity or something, because they probably were totally
fine. I grind them down into dust, and then I make a painting out of them.
I was just going to say that I think about these little moments because they're like establishing moments of the show, because we're going to hit Schmidt's office party at Associated Strategies. Very typical, boring name. But the fact that the shorthand is Astrat is so far smart. Yeah. I can't. All the talk about like Candy Cane Lane and these toilets being replaced.
Yeah, this is the.
I can't, you guys.
The toilet.
So smart and so funny, even in those little choices that then stay around for seasons, that Schmidt works at Astrat.
Yes. Yeah, that really was clever. Super funny. Yeah, it was super funny. And I love. Lamorne, your storyline here is that you make friends with the son of Michaela Watkins' character.
Yes.
And you're the only person that he likes, and that she is going to offer you a bunch of money to babysit him. Yeah. And you had been really wanting a job. Maybe not that job, but...
Maybe not that job. I really did love that storyline.
That kid was super cute too.
So yeah. Cute. His name was Elvin. His character's name was Elvin. Blake Garrett is his name. It's such a cool young actor. Like he was, the way he took direction was insane. Like he would do these little bits and I want to say the way Jason was talking to him as if he was a pro. Like he knew exactly how to talk to a child actor. He knew exactly how to get the performance out of him. And for me, this was, again, New Girl was my first big acting experience. So I'm learning I hadn't done a bunch of movies. I'm learning where my wheelhouse is, and having this conversation and like speaking to a kid and like as a big brother type of deal. I had fun doing it. And it was a learning experience for me. Cause I said, man, we could get mileage out of this dynamic between me, him, and his mom. And it was just a fun, eye-opening experience for me and where I play best.
It's also like a connection back to that wedding episode that Weiner directed, where you had that storyline.
You had a dance off with a kid.
With a kid.
Yes.
Yeah. That's more grown than their age.
Yeah, but those, you know what's so funny about the differences between those two kids? I mean, they're adults now, so they probably don't mind me saying. They are two different kids. Let me tell you something. The kid from the wedding episode was a tyrant. That dude was hilarious. Like I'm talking 6 a.m. jacked full of Mountain Dew. He was just running around, like literally talking shit to people. Like he would come up to me and Jake.
Very,
like,
he had a lot of confidence.
A lot of confidence, extreme confidence, which fit his character. Yeah. So I don't know which one was him or which one was the character, but it was very funny.
And I wondered too on this episode if you secretly were a little bit happy that this kid keeps calling you LeBron.
You know.
If you're going to be called anybody.
It was one of the highlights of my life.
I know. I was like, he must have been so happy. Hey, like, LeBron. No, he's amazing. Like, I will answer to that.
Yes. I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, wait, but you didn't say what the kid Elvin was like. Because kid.
Elvin was a sweetheart. Yeah. He was so calm. He was so, he was a kid. He got tired at one point and he was like, because he's a kid. He should go home. We'll figure it out. You know what I mean? And it was, especially now having a kid, I'm reminded of how delicate they are and how they wear their emotions on their sleeves and they can't help it. They'll say what they feel. And, you know,
I have a hard time working with kids, actually. Not because I love kids, but I have a hard time because I'm like, they should be playing, not working. Yeah. And it's hard for me, I think, to separate myself from that. And I get some kids just like really love it and thrive in it, but it's hard for me when they're working, and especially when it goes beyond the play of it. And yeah. you know, they need to get something out of the kid. They need to get the kid to do something. It's like, I'm like, this is not a grown up who is coming here to work and, you know, has a lot of experience. And, you know, this is a child, and they get tired and hungry and, you know, cranky and all the things the kids need to work out. And it's hard. It's hard for me just to like, you know, cause I feel so protective of them. So, but yeah, definitely I've worked with kids that just totally thrive in the environment, and I get that, but it's not every kid.
Yeah.
Let me pose a question to you guys, because it's brought up in the episode. If there is a big holiday thing coming, whether it's Valentine's Day is the next day or the next week, or it's your girlfriend or boyfriend's birthday party, and you know you want to break up, is the right thing to let them have their birthday party and break up afterwards? Because this is a big conversation in the episode. Or is there no good time to break up with somebody? Because there's always going to be something else. And you break up with them the moment you feel that it's not right for you.
That's selfish.
I think it so depends on the circumstance.
Mm. I believe that you should wait. You should wait until after the holiday. Well,
wait,
there's two parts.
And have a horrible holiday.
Well, there's two parts to it. You're going to have a horrible holiday anyway if you break up with someone. So there's two ways to look at it. If you're cheap, right? If you're like me and you're cheap. No, I'm not cheap. That's a joke.
You're not
so
selling
generous.
Yourself.
Yeah,
you are. I would say you're one of the most generous people
that's
I know.
That's true. I'll give you that.
I'm not
like,
cheap.
Like incredibly generous and but thoughtful.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. But for those who are balling on a budget, you know what I mean? You might want to break up with them before the holiday because you don't have to go out and spend all that money on each other. You know what I mean? But that's a very selfish way to look at things. I say you go through with it, get a really inexpensive, cheap gift, something that's so thoughtless, like something that's so stupid and dumb, something that says, I'm not in it anymore, but doesn't quite say it. You know what I mean? So maybe
something
they start getting a hint.
Something that makes them kind of mad enough to break up with you.
Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. And then you can go, what? On Christmas? How could you do this to me? No. And then you leave.
You got me a super soaker?
A super soaker. What are you trying to say? Like, yeah.
Eggnog in it.
Yeah.
I definitely ascribe to that belief that there's no good time. There's always something else. There's always going to be that it's Christmas, then it's New Year's, then it's Valentine's, then it's somebody's birthday. Then you guys have planned a trip together with friends, and it will never end. You can always find an excuse to stay.
Do it right before summer so you can go to the beach. You know what I mean?
I think it depends. I really do.
The shift in the weather. I just remember, I think that's Jess's thing, right? Is there always going to be something else? Or I don't know if Nick says that, but I remember that conversation that happens in this episode.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the question.
It's the question. Do you say I love you back? When do you break up? These are
many
big
good
things.
Answers to it. Or many bad answers.
Many bad answers.
Or both. Many
what
bad
might
answers.
Be right for you may not be right for some.
That's right.
A wise man once said that. I'm not.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique
unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
You guys, I actually don't just act in this show. I also sing in it, but you don't know it because you might know it if you know my band, She and Him, but we have put out our first Christmas album.
That's right.
The same year that New Girl started, this season one. And we had one of our Christmas songs as the ending song of the episode, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Can you play us a little bit of it? Get one of those lovely guitars from behind your head and just.
No.
Okay. I do want to say something that I was disappointed in the writers, creators, and the studio and the fans and the actors on this particular episode.
You're really taking issue.
I was pissed. In society as a whole.
Okay.
From the...
Get it out.
The weight that they put on us sexy men. And it was personified in this episode, the way they treated Schmidt. I just want to say, he's not an object, which is, I do believe, one of the lines in the show. Men, we don't appreciate that.
Yeah. How are you disappointed with us, though, as actors?
Because y'all agreed to do the show. You didn't quit. I put up flyers around the set.
Did you quit?
I tried to quit.
I don't remember those flyers.
I tried. You didn't see the flyers?
No, I missed them.
You got
I will say, just to excuse myself from this conversation, because I do believe it was Cece is the one who told Schmidt that how he was being treated was wrong and he was more than a hot body and to go stand up for himself. So,
infuriated me. I was infuriated and I will. Okay. And I regret this episode when you treated Schmidt for all those men out there.
Well, I guess that's it then. final question. Do you guys think that running around telling everyone to turn the lights on Candy Cane Lane, do you think that's a romantic gesture? Or do you think that's disturbing the peace?
That's disturbing the peace. I do believe
I agree.
It was
I
ridiculous agree. And someone would have gotten shot if she did that in the wrong
when
town.
He marched up to the door.
Yeah.
I was like,
bro,
you're
lucky you're not in Texas.
I was also only you or Max could have walked up to that door.
Yeah. I was like, everybody else will stay in the middle of the street or in
the
car.
You didn't see Winston marching up to the door knocking.
No, I was not. You out of your damn mind.
Yeah.
Lovely TV moment, though.
It was a very sweet
moment.
It
made good TV. It made good TV, but we wouldn't do it in real life because that would be rude.
Rude. There's a time frame. We're doing this cute thing for everybody to come see our street. Here's the time frame. Show up
in reality. Also, in reality, those streets that where everyone gets crazy into Christmas, they keep their lights on pretty darn late. So if we were waking everybody up, it was really.
It was 4 a.m. It was.
Well, his flight was at 4 a.m. and he missed it. So also like so inappropriate.
Yeah, super inappropriate. Mm-hmm. But I will say, do you guys like these little like candy cane lane places? Like, have you gone to streets where they decorate? Because I never had before this episode. I was like, wait, what? What is this? And now that I have kids, like, this is the thing that is exciting around Christmas time is to go around and look at light, like, after it gets dark, walk around and, you know, walk around or drive around and find the places where they people have the good Christmas decorations.
On my street, they get pretty into it right around the corner for me. And again, now that I have a kid, I'm like, this is going to be
so
cool.
So fun.
This is going to be cool. And now I have to put, you know, lights on my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
those you blow show up and things. Show out.
Yeah.
No, I'm the just blow up things are big, pretty easy. Yeah. Because they take up a lot of room and you just plug it in. It just, you know, and the kids love those.
They work for you. Mm-hmm. Can we also talk about Christmas parties for a second? Did you guys ever go
Christmas
to big office Christmas parties before?
I love a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Man, it always felt like to me like the best thing to go and get a real free show. Because there was always going to be a couple wild cards, people you never expected in your office that was going to be like open bar or cheap bar, and they were going to hit it hard, and you would get to see a whole other side of Brenda that you had never seen before.
Brenda get crazy. She tell you something about Brenda. Brenda don't have home training at the office Christmas party.
That's a universal truth about any group of people. I think you just pointed out, Hannah. So props to you. But universal truth that you like have a group of, say, 6 or 8 or more people, and one of them's going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
If they have a drink, you know, one of them is either a funny or a bad drunk.
You almost always want to, even though you know it's a scene and it's a spectacle. You always intentionally invite that person. You're like,
mine was always like guessing who's the wild card going to be. Like, who's it going to be? Because you would have no idea.
Yeah. I remember not who you expect.
Never who you expect. And I remember when I worked at Much Music in Canada, we had these big Christmas parties that would happen. And I would go, and my whole philosophy is this: if it's like an office Christmas party, if it's a crew wrap party, you are still at work. You were around people you
that's
work
my,
with.
Yeah, don't.
That's
don't,
it.
Yeah, I don't drink it pretty much at
no,
all.
Not yeah. For me, that's just like a rule. Go do that with your friends or your whatever, but don't. But other people have different approaches. And I remember at this Much Music Christmas party, the following September, there were a couple babies that came that showed up.
Oh,
Much Music!
My God!
And they were a Christmas party.
Do you
from
think they did
two
that
producers
at the party,
or at least,
that like you
know, didn't really know it was. I just remember being like, wow, okay, you that night continued that's, for you.
That's some soap opera stuff.
I know
that's amazing.
Much good office down at chatter. Much music.
Well, those kids have the office party to thank for their existence, so
oh, yeah,
right? That's pretty awesome.
Conceived while listening to a She and Him Christmas album.
I hope so. That's what we want to set the tone for.
It's real baby making.
That's
music
a very
now.
Sweet
September
idea, actually.
Children, I guess.
Yeah, September Children, the Christmas soundtrack from Zoe. Ooh, that could be a song,
yeah. Okay, guys, are you ready to play True American?
Yes, I am. Pew, 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 pew.
True American. All right, welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we're taking a game suggestion from Chelsea and Eddie Gomez, who want to hear us play 6 Degrees of New Girl. Thanks, Chelsea and Eddie. Do we want this or not? Okay, I guess.
I'll try it. Let's do it.
I guess we're following directions from Chelsea and Eddie. All right, here are the rules. One of us will give the other to a celebrity and a New Girl cast member to connect. To connect them to in 6 degrees or less based on people with whom they have appeared in movies or TV shows. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So like an example, if you connected Steve Carell to Max Greenfield, you would say.
Can I do you, this? Can I go yeah. first? Can then this it, be mine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because well, oh. here's the deal. Here's the truth. I don't know anybody. I don't remember things. I can't figure it out. But I do believe that Zoe mm-hmm. knows almost anyone. So I would just say Steve Carell knows Zoe and Zoe knows Max Winkler.
Well, you can't talk about who knows who.
I do know. I mean, I've met Steve Carell. Yes. He's so nice. But guys.
See, it worked.
I don't think it knows. I think it has to be worked with, right?
Ran into once at a bar. No.
I think it has to be worked with.
Yeah. Steve Carell, you've never worked with Steve Carell?
I haven't worked with him, unfortunately. I mean, yet, guys, yet.
But that was just an example, because Steve Carell and Max Greenfield, didn't they do a movie together? I think they did, was it The Big Short?
Oh, yeah.
Or was he not, yeah. was Max not in The Big Short?
No, Max was in The Big Short.
Max was in The Big Short, yeah. He's one of the agent guys.
Max is really good in The Big Short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. yeah. So Max
does he play like a realtor in Florida or something?
Yeah,
you don't even need anybody.
Finance guy, like a mortgage guy. Him and
Billy Magnuson. So it's just a straight shot.
Yeah,
Steve to Max didn't even need the Zoe connection.
Right. So let's connect.
That's my hack of this game.
Yes. Okay. So let's start with connecting Leonardo DiCaprio to Jake Johnson.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio to
Jake Johnson. Oh, I have it already.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio was in Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Claire Danes was in Shop Girl with Jason Schwartzman.
Whoa.
And Jake Johnson and Jason Schwartzman were in a short film together.
About astronauts.
Yes, astronauts.
Whoa.
Wow. That was
okay.
pretty good.
I mean, I'm sure there are other ways to connect them, but that's
oh,
just
for
one
sure.
I thought of.
Wow. Okay. That was pretty quick. One. I was going to say, nope, I wasn't going to say that. Never mind. Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was quick. Okay, yeah. All right. Next one.
We have time for one more. We got time for one more.
Okay. We could just pick one of us and then pick an actor, like one of your favorite actors.
Oh, Marianne Cotillard to Zoe Deschanel.
Marianne Cotillard was in.
I have
Dark
a really
Knight
good one.
I got it already.
Okay. Oh,
Marianne Cotillard was in Dark Knight with Zoe. With Joey King. Joey King was in New Girl with Zoe.
There you go. That was a quickie.
Boom.
She was also in a movie with Joe Gordon-Levitt. And the name's escaping me. It's one of those like kind of intellectual thrillers. What's the name? It was a good movie. I just can't remember the name.
Third Rock from the Sun.
It was called Third Rock from the Sun. hang on. Let me look it up.
But I'm not gonna lie to you guys. We're pretty good at this game. Although Hannah didn't guess one.
I did initially in the example.
That does not count. Steve Carell once hung out at Denny's on Fairfax.
And so we walked in. There's a full menu. She was happy. They said, "What's up?"
Oh, wait. They were. Wait. Now they're saying Dark Knight Rises, but what's the Chris? No, because it was another Christopher Nolan movie.
Inception?
Inception! Yes.
She was an exception.
Because I remember when he was shooting that movie.
I also had DiCaprio. It's all coming full circle, you guys.
And DiCaprio, ooh. Yes. I
we
remember
just won this
him
game.
Telling me about that. Yeah. That was a that
we
was
connected
a very
to them
movie.
All. Now what?
Now yeah. what? Inception is the missing link.
That's
movie.
Right. We just right. inceptioned this true American.
Yeah, Chelsea
crushed
and Eddie.
It.
We sure
Chelsea
did.
And, shout out to Chelsea and Eddie Gomez for trying to stump us, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
We're geniuses.
We inceptioned you.
I just out-geniused you guys. And what do we always say on this show, folks? Lamorne is a genius. That's right. Thank you.
When have we said that?
That's something we always say. That I think Daniel, the producer,
he's using the
cuts,
royal we for himself. That's
cuts
what's
it out.
It got cut out.
Yeah, it always gets cut out.
I just have no memories of it.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Thank you guys for listening. Yet again. Thank you guys. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because it'll make Lamorne so happy.
Holiday spirit, y'all. Spread it with stars.
Spread that love. Like and subscribe.
We love you. Like and subscribe.
And please always remember, if you got any ideas, questions, comments, or concerns, please shoot them our way. We will definitely not address them.
We might.
We will do our best.
We'll do our best. Yeah. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Give everyone a big kiss like Hannah did Stephen.
Ask permission first.
Consent. With consent.
Permission.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.